Happy Friday. It's Friday, October 17th, 2025. I'm Kevin Roman. I'm a designer, stylist, and generally all-around happy guy. Every week, I share a great thought and a great song. We all deserve a dose of encouragement, a fun tune, and a reason to smile. This is Happy Friday. Happy Friday, happy October. Tire pressure checked, oil changed, winter is coming. Now's the perfect time for a little tune-up of all those fussy inside parts. When I was a kid, we drove all over the country, and I used to look out the window at all the other cars on the highway. Each one carried someone navigating their own web of a universe, heading somewhere, living their own small world of errands, heartbreaks, birthdays, and plans. And I'd wonder, what were they thinking about right then? What was their story? That memory still hits me when I'm driving around Chicago. That quiet sense that everyone's carrying something invisible. Not luggage or groceries, but the inner life they keep tucked away. All those private thoughts and hidden versions of ourselves, moving along side by side. We think we're alone in our secrets, but we're really surrounded by them. On this unspoken highway, everyone has their own inner voice. What's your greatest fear? Mine is being misunderstood. There's something about this kind of misunderstanding that feels like a betrayal of the soul. Like being seen, but not known. You said the right words, you showed up, you gave what you could. And still somehow, people don't see the real you. That's the part of intimacy no one talks about. The risk that you'll open up and still be unseen. And so we learn to guard ourselves. We share the safe stories, the polished parts, the charming public versions of who we are, hoping they're enough. But the truth is, being unseen hurts more. You can only hide in the shadows for so long before even your own reflection starts to fade. There's a special kind of loneliness that comes from not being remembered, not being known. We say we're protecting ourselves, but silence has a cost. It erases you, bit by bit. But sometimes, when we do care deeply, when we give everything we've got to someone, it leaves us wondering what's left for ourselves. What if you care so much for another that you forget to refill your own heart? It could happen. Opening up can feel like a slow leak. Love, attention, energy, all pouring out of you. Never sure there's enough left to keep you running. I call that the artist's dilemma. Episode 29, Give, Give. What if I run out of ideas? But anyone alive, anyone with the drive to live, never runs out of ideas. Giving out of love is like that. Shh. Listen. Underneath it all, there's this pulse. a whisper that says, "I want more." More than the surface level stuff, more than polite smiles and quick texts, more than, "I'm fine." We all want someone to see us, the real us, and say, "I get it." Don't you want more? So what can break through these walls we build? Sometimes it's something beautiful. A person who listens without fixing. A moment when you finally feel safe enough to speak. Sometimes it's something hard. Loss, heartbreak, the crushing realization that silence doesn't protect you anymore. Face it, for good or bad, life pushes us toward vulnerability. But whether it's gentle or brutal, that breaking open is what lets something new in. That's when you realize the point isn't what you're sharing, it's who you become when you open up. You are worthy of being known. You're valuable enough to take up space in someone else's heart, in someone else's story. Last week I said, work takes time. Growth takes time. But damn, you're worth it. The same is true here. Intimacy takes time. And damn, you're worth that too. So this week, think of something you've been holding in the quiet corner of your heart. Something you've never really expressed out loud. What would change if you shared it with someone you trust? What would happen if you stopped guarding it and let it breathe? Maybe nothing right away. But maybe it could be the start of feeling seen again. And the parts of you that feel too heavy to share, those are often the ones that need light the most. Because what you hold back defines you just as much as what you reveal. The French writer Anaïs Nin spent her life journaling her secret truths. The day came when the risk to remain tight in a bud was more painful than the risk it took to blossom. We find ourselves there, right on the edge of that risk. If there's something valuable tucked away inside you, maybe now is the time you decide to open up. That's the hope that Somber shares in the song, Dime. I hope you like it. Every week, find a link to Friday's song in the show notes in your podcast app and online at the website happyfriday.fm. And remember, what you hold back defines you just as much as what you reveal. Thanks so much for listening. Next week, we'll talk about speaking up, the outer action that follows that inner courage. Connect with me online and on Instagram at happyfriday.fm. Now go have a happy Friday.